Hey, Horace, give us 3 shots of your best bourbon. And have that Russian waiter I like bring it over.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Tune into CITR 101.9 FM every Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. And you can also find the podcast on CITR.ca, iTunes, and my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from all the way from Russia. My name is Russian Tim, and welcome to this radio program on the radio waves, CITR.ca. We're also available there and on Twitter. My tweet account is Tima_Tsar, T-Z-A-R. Welcome to the show, ladies, gentlemen, humans, and all the robots who are listening currently to this particular radio show. We just heard a beautiful, beautiful song by the band called Old Man Markley, all the way from Los Angeles. This is a state and a city at the same time in the USA, United States of America. That was a song called Blood on My Hands, the opening track from their brand new second studio album called Downside Up, which came out on Fat Records this year. This is their second studio album, and on Tuesday, 2 days ago, they played a beautiful show and beautiful set at the venue called Biltmore Cabaret. And I got a chance to talk to two beautiful members of the band, Annie and Katie. And today I will play you our interview. If you're not very familiar with the band, Old Man Markley, they are a punk and bluegrass band from Los Angeles. And they play this very unique and cool sounding blend of bluegrass and punk rock music. Most of the members come from the punk rock background. They played in a punk band, and then they met about 7 years ago, and they started playing this really cool mix of bluegrass and punk rock. The cool thing about the band, which I like, is not only their music, the way they really like, you know, talking to them a little bit and then following them for the past few years, I realized they really like a team. It's not like, you know, sometimes the bands, they're like individual humans. All the band, their friends, they actually live together in one home that's called Partyshack, and they actually have a song about their place. They have a studio there, they all live there together, and they're always on tour. So really, really, really interesting band, all very positive people, and they played a very, very amazing set this Tuesday, at the Biltmore Cabaret. So let's get familiar a little bit of their brand new album, as I said, the new album called Downside Up. It was produced by Fat Mike of NoFX and Fat Rec Accords, and let's check out a couple of more songs from this album, and then I will play you a clips and shorts of this, my interview with Annie and Katie of the band. But for now, let's check out their brand new song from their brand new album called Come Around Here. This is a song, as I said, from their studio album Downside Up, and let's check it out. This is Old Man Markley, Come Around Here on CITR 101.9 FM, Rocket from Russia.
Even think that than just without a way. Dying happens in a thousand colors. Nothing's black and white, it's all gray. A puddle can't ever really fathom the death that it lives its life without. It's just in their nature to be shallow. A single ray of sunlight dries them out. A toothless mouth is still capable of smiling. A busted head can still come.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. We just heard two songs by the band called Old Man Markley. This is correct pronunciation. From Los Angeles. And they play the mix of bluegrass and punk rock. Bluegrass punk or punk bluegrass, whatever you like. We just heard two songs from their new album called Downside Up, which came out earlier this year on Fat Records. And the last song was So Much More. Before that, we heard a song called Come Around Here. And let's listen to my first part of my interview with two members of the band. I spoke with Amy, who plays alto harp, and I also spoke with Katie, who plays the fiddle. So let's check out in the first part of the interview. They mostly spoke about their brand new album, Downside Up, about a few individual songs, and also about the production and working with Fat Mike, who helped them to record and produce the album. Let's check this out. My interview with Amy and Katie of the band called Old Man Markley. First of all, congratulations on the release of your brilliant new second studio album called Downside Up. Great record and one of the best releases of 2013. Congratulations on this great release.
Thank you.
As soon as Downside Up came out and charted at number one position in the Billboard Bluegrass chart, great success. And even Fat Wreck Crew sent you congratulations in the form of cupcake to celebrate that. I don't know what's better, the cupcake or the top charts position, but still, congratulations on that as well.
The cupcakes
were amazing. Yeah. I can't believe they did that. It was one of the nicest things they've ever done. What a surprise.
Yeah. They're very nice people.
Yeah. I think we were one of their first bands to hit a number one position on a Billboard chart, because we're on the bluegrass.
Yeah,
there's no punk. There's no punk punk charts.
Yeah, and when I heard that, I was really, really excited for you because Guts and Teeth charted at number 8 and Downside Up right away, number 1. This is great success. And I know that most of them Old Man Mark Lee members have punk rock background. And I bet that 7 years ago when you started, you know, the band, you weren't planning on actually charting and there was no, like, a business plan.
No, we didn't even think that we would end up on the charts. When Guts and Teeth ended up on the charts, we were playing a show with NOFX and Bouncing Souls and Cobra Skulls in
somewhere southern with the shrimp backstage and crocodiles.
Yeah, it was.
It was right off a swamp. It was a House of Blues somewhere in the south. And I got a text. We had no idea. I got a text from my boyfriend.
Myrtle Beach. We were in Myrtle Beach, was it South Carolina?
Yeah.
I think so. Anyway, and we got a text.
A text message saying, "That's so cool, you know your album's on the Billboard charts, right?" And we're like, "What?" We had no idea.
We didn't know
to be keeping track in our shows of our sales or anything, so it was totally without our even trying.
So what about this
really
year?
Cool. This year we tried.
Got the text.
This year, when we were putting out the album, we knew that we wanted to get on the Billboard charts again, and so we submitted all of our sales from our shows and everything, and we ended up at the number one position.
Yeah.
We're just lucky, like Steve Martin or something, didn't release something the same week as us.
Yeah.
Their sales would have been...
Or Mumford & Sons.
Yeah, or Mumford & Sons or something like that, something on that always charts on the bluegrass charts.
I wonder if they get number one if their record label sends them, like, Muffins, because it sounds like Mumford.
Yeah,
Muffins
maybe.
Muffins & Sons.
Fat Mike of NOFX, he is a producer of their record. He not only came up with the name for the album, he also produced the album. When you were working with him, was it challenging for him to work with a band which has an auto harp, melodica, you know, all those instruments which he doesn't really use?
You know, since he doesn't work with all those instruments, he really lets us have control over what we're doing, and Johnny was really a lead producer on Downside Up, and Fat Mike actually helped us out a lot, but from demos that we had done. So he didn't come into the studio when we were recording the actual album, but he did help us with ideas and
structures.
And he kind of had like veto, or like, you know, just like general suggestions.
He was like, "No, this song is too slow," or like change the key and it's not high enough, or things like that. It was kind of a broad overall look at it, not very nitpicky. Never told like, for example, he would never have told Katie or John Rosen, our banjo player, what lick to play or something like that. It wasn't he doesn't produce like that with us. I don't know how he would.
Yeah. No, I heard this is the way he works usually.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, this is the slower, faster.
But it was really easy to work with him because he trusted us, and he really liked our first album, which we did all on our own, so he knew that we would be able to do it, and he wanted to be involved, so he was just enough. Just enough.
Coming from the legendary music, the Temple family, Annie, you are not only the wonderful autoharp player, you're also wonderful on melodica. On September 24th of 2011, at the bar called Three Kings Tavern in Denver, when you played the Slim Cessna Auto Club, you joined Johnny for the version of Guts and Teeth for the first time with melodica. On this album, you recorded in studio for the... a song called Blindfold. This is my favorite song on the album. I love it.
You know how I told you I have a Russian brother-in-law?
Yeah.
So his parents, they're from Ukraine?
No. Oh, really? They're Ukrainian?
I think so.
Same
as Alex.
Oh,
yeah. Anyway, they have also told me it's their favorite song on the album, and they said it's like Russian bluegrass, the tone of it. They said it's like a Russian bluegrass song. I said, okay, that's good. I'm glad you like that one.
And I don't know, I can say that I feel the Russian. The thing for me was I felt the Jamaican feel because Augustus Pablo played melodica.
Yeah, he did.
And this was how
I talked about that with Roger from the Agrolites too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're huge fans.
Yeah.
I know that you coming from like a rich musical background. So mm-hmm. when you decided to use this instrument, what was it influenced by for this song?
When we recorded Guts and Teeth, Johnny recorded the accordion mm-hmm. for the Guts and Teeth solo. And when we were touring, it was too big of an instrument. We have a giant accordion to bring on the road for one solo in one song, like a big accordion. So we thought of using the melodica because it gives that same kind of accordion sound, but it's manageable. It's a little bit smaller. I don't have to take my auto harp off to put on an accordion or anything. And it looks cool. Everybody likes it. It adds a little bit of quirkiness to our set, and I think it's just kind of fun. And I have a new one. You'll see a different one today.
Just keep doing what you're told. I still see my actions ripple grinding hope stones in the sand. Losing too much kills a lion, makes mice of many men. I've watched you suffer to stick steadfast to beliefs that I'm apart from it, but woe is me. After all, underneath, ain't we all just God's antique? Ain't we all just reflections moving in separate directions in our heads out of our minds? Crow's foot brand shook me up and beat my hand, taught me some humility, left little opportunities in the second speed. between breath. All my pride means so much less, and it is time that I confess I'm a part of what went wrong. And
after all
underneath, ain't we all just got empty? Ain't we all just reflections, moving in separate directions, in our heads, out of our minds, and out of time? Picking up where we last left it, trying hard to hide your eyes. Shards of shambles, nouveau riche, in the pieces of your life. Backwards ain't no way of living, in a world synced up with sin, and hard hearts need forgiving. Well, it's the only chance we've got. Underneath, ain't we all just God's ante? Ain't we all just reflections, moving in separate directions, in our heads, out of our minds, and out of time?
Hello, hello, hello! You are listening to the radio station CITR. This is weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia, and we just heard two songs by the band called Old Man Markley. The last one was called Guts and Teeth. That was a live version of that song, which we discussed in the... This was the version which we discussed in the interview from Denver then. Any first time did this version of the song the melodica, and before that we heard the song Blindfold, which is a mix of Russian and Jamaican bluegrass, and the intro starts up with the melodica. This is my favorite song, as I said in the interview on the album Blindfold. What a wonderful, wonderful song. All right, let's move on to the second part of my interview with Annie and Katie of the band called Old Man Markley. In the second part of the interview, we discussed a few different covers, because the band does a lot of really, really cool covers, and they take their own bluegrass punk rock take on those original songs. So let's check it out, and then I'll play you a few interesting covers, and my opinion, hopefully you will like it as well. So let's start. This is the second part of the interview, and we were talking about the different covers that Old Man Markley does. Let's now talk a little bit about the rich broad of covers you're doing. And I think you have a very impressive list of covers. You're doing the Monroe Brothers covers, the Jimmy Rogers, Billy Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. You covered Public Domain Sold, Salty Dog Blues, and Big Daddy Alabama Bound. And you not only focused on the bluegrass things, you only do the Youth Brigade, Christian Weitzel, One and Army. And you even did, this was brilliant, the Doornails, you helped in Fat Mike, and it was in Canada, Nova Scotia, Hokie Arena. Crazy.
Huh. Yes, Katie got to do that.
Yeah, he let Johnny would come out and play the guitar part, and Joey played it on tubs, and I played violin. And that might come out one day as a 7-inch, fingers crossed.
I remember that they had some...
They recorded it most nights, but...
Kent was busy recording it.
Yeah, but we haven't really heard anything about what's going to happen.
In Canada, though, that was the first... those were the first shows that you were able to do that.
Yeah, oh my God, we did it at that huge festival.
Yeah, in Montreal.
Yeah,
Montreal.
No, Nova Scotia.
In Nova Scotia, we played in Halifax... Is Halifax Nova Scotia? Yeah, we played in Halifax at...
the hockey arena.
What a fun show that was.
Did you play
that was
there?
The first time, I don't remember, but that was the first time we saw the McLobster. In Canada, McDonald's has like a lobster sandwich, and none of us eat McDonald's, but that was our
It's funny to go to other countries
Canada.
And see what is on menus at same places we would have at home, but the menus are just
in
different.
Japan there was seaweed on the fries.
Oof.
On the fries.
Yeah.
Interesting take.
Yeah, our punk covers have been really fun, and we actually just finished recording a new punk cover.
Which one?
Yeah.
It's for a No Use for Name song for a Tony Sly benefit comp that'll be out on Fat Records. I assume it's going to be coming out pretty soon.
Sure, yeah.
They've already announced it, so I just don't think that they have a release date yet. But we recorded the Feel Good Song of the Year, And we're going to play that tonight, too. So that's going to be, what, our fifth punk cover? Because we did Youth Brigade, We're In. And then we did Science of Myth, The Holidays, One Man Army.
Folk song.
And now we're going to do the Tony Sly, or No Use for a Name song.
I actually read on some forum that you should do some sort of compilation of your covers eventually.
Maybe one day when we have enough. This will be five.
Before the release of Downside Up, you released the 7-inch Blood on My Hands, and the B-side of the cover version was the cover version of Folk Song by Dillinger Four. D4, they are probably the most respected nowadays band in punk rock music, and I remember then you, when you were thinking and Johnny was thinking of which song to cover by them, he asked the Twitter followers, and a lot of people replied, and my question is, how did you choose specifically the folk song? Was it that you liked the song? Was it like you saw the song in your style? Or what was the decision? Because they have so many good songs.
We were toying with a couple different songs. But what really did it for us was, first of all, we really liked that it was called folk song. Mm-hmm. And we're, you know, kind of went with us. We were turning it into a folk song, which was cool. But what really did it for us was how at the halfway point in that song, when Dillinger Four goes into that breakdown, and they slow down the ending, you know, so many people and so much to show. So when they slow it down, we decided what would be really fun is to pick it up. So we got really fast there, and the banjo comes in really fast, and we thought that that would just be, it was just so interesting, and it made it really fun and exciting, and it just turned out to be a really good way to cover a song, since it covered so many bases. It was exciting. It was really good.
Very good cover.
There's a lot of words in that song. It's hard to sing fast, though.
Very amazing cover. Good job.
Thank you.
A habit. Watching rich folks on TV is like picking a sore. Fuck it all, vacant habit. Now I'm holding like a gun again, like a plague of locusts haven't said. Just a ball of dissension with no depth of perception. I won't sweat the definition of content. Face the better, say the sorry, and look out for number one. I heard only play the cards are shown. Fuck what they say, doesn't matter anyway. Only in your grave are you alone. Selling
I don't go in the pit like I used to anymore. Stealing the band's beer to share out on the floor. I try to hang out, but I tire faster now. Yes, I still believe I have that punk disease, but fighting in the streets is so hard on the beat. I find my support greater swinging backstage. Just cash in. Oh, punks don't die. They just cash in. Oh, punks don't die. They just cash in. Oh, punks don't die. They just cash in.
Hello, hello. You are listening to The Rocket from Russia on CITR .ca, CITR 101.9 FM. We just heard three songs by the band called Old Man Markley. All three songs were covers, and like we discussed in the interview, those were like the covers, their take on the punk versions, their bluegrass versions of the punk songs. This is the right way to put it. The last one was a song by Screeching Weasel. The name of the song was The Science of Myth, and it came out as a B-side for their third 7-inch, I believe, which was just one more. Let me double check not to... Yeah, it was For Better, For Worse. Yeah, correct. So their first 7-inch, before the first album, they recorded this version of Screeching Weasel's song called The Science of Myth. Before that, we heard We're In, the song originally recorded by Youth Brigade. And this song came out on the compilation Let Them Know, the story of Youth Brigade and BYO Records. And the first song we heard in this short block of covers was the cover version of the song Folk Song by Dillinger Four, which came out on the new 7-inch as a B-side for the song called Blood on My Hands. Very, very cool covers, and you know, as you can hear, they take a absolutely different approach and do their version of the song, and I think it's very, very interesting. Let's move on to the third part of my interview with Old Man Markley, part 3, and in this part we discussed a little bit more covers, and especially they do rap covers. That's pretty cool. And after that I play one rap cover which has some little bit of swear words and not some swear words. So if you're listening to this radio program by any chance, the child, and you don't want to hear them, the swear words, because it's a cover of a rap song, obviously, so change the channel or something. But I just have to give this warning because there will be a lot of interesting words. All right, but let's move on. Then there will be the interview part, and then obviously this song which I talked about. All right, so let's listen. This is my third part on the interview with Amy and Katie from the band called Old Man Markley, Rocket from Russia. This is not the full list of covers. I know that you're also doing a live version of a song called Forgot About Dre by Dr. Dre and Eminem. Are you planning to record this song eventually in the future?
Everybody would like us to record it. We don't have any plans to record it, but even some of the employees at Fat Records would like us to record it. Pat and Bart up at Fat Records, they have thought that we should do that. So maybe one of these days we will. It's not on the docket right now, but we love playing it live, mm-hmm. and it really gets the crowd dancing.
Yeah. And speaking of fast words,
this,
I saw the YouTube
That's
version.
Why we make Joey sing it.
Let's talk a little bit about the side projects. I know that you girls are involved in a few different side projects, and you played in a 24 Karat Gold, and you had a brilliant song called Hartishok. And you and Johnny have a side project called Punky One Key, in which you play nose flute, and it has a very, very sexual song called Automobile.
That's also a cover song by a rapper called Eazy-E.
Is it?
Yeah. Punky One Key, yeah. We just played cover songs. We have a couple others recorded. I've never put them up because MySpace died. I only used it on MySpace. Yes, Automobile is a cover song that we ripped off of Eazy-E.
Okay, that's why it has a lot of sexuality.
Yeah.
Because of okay.
It's kind of a dirty one, but it's fun. We played it with the band a couple times.
Yeah.
What happened was, the reason we picked up these rap songs, we got invited to play in California in February, which is the month of Dr. Dre's birthday, an event called Dre Day.
Oh.
And there's little things all over California in the month of February. There's Dre Days everywhere. They just celebrate Dr. Dre's birthday and smoke weed every day. And so we played one of these events, and they said, well, you know, the only thing is you got to play like a couple Dr. Dre songs, or, you know, you got to represent with some rap. So we said, okay.
Represent.
Yeah. So Joey decided that we would do Forgot About Dre, and then we thought it would be funny if we did the Punky Wonky kind of version of Automobile, but we did it with the band. So we've performed that live a couple times with Old Man Markley too.
And
don't do that anymore.
That one gets pulled out after like a lot of beer.
Yeah, if the band gets drunk, we'll do that one sometimes.
Yo, Dre, man, I take this bitch out to the movies and shit. We're bumping and grinding and shit. So we hop in the backseat, and she's acting like she's gonna give me the pussy, man. And this bitch says to me three words, man: stop, no, and don't. I said, bitch, you don't have to front on me, dear. So why don't you just give that pussy here? If you be Oh, I'll be good to you, and we'll both ride home in my automobile. All that I want is a little puss. All that I want is just a little head. If you be good to me, well, I'll be good to you, and we'll both ride home in my automobile. All I want is a little poon. I'll get your groupie ass out my hotel room. We'll both ride home in my automobile.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Rocket from Russia on CITR.ca 11.9 FM. And we just heard a version, a kind of sort of funny side project called Punky Wonky by the members of Old Man Markley. That was a song called Automobile, originally recorded by Eazy-E. And as I said, I just had to warn you, as you heard, there were a lot of sexuality and a lot of swear words, which is nothing wrong with that. But if some people might get offended, so I just had to do the warning. Thanks for the call. And thanks for listening to the show. I got a few really nice phone calls, and thanks for listening. Means a lot. Thanks for your feedback. All right, we're almost done. I have one last part of this interview, and I really want to play it because we discuss a few cool things over there. So let's get into the last part of the interview, and then we will be almost done. So this is the last part of my interview with Old Man Markley. You're a very hardworking touring band, and when you're on tour and the headliners, they take a day off, you still play shows. Nothing stops Old Man Markley from playing shows, and I even heard that you played a morning show in at the elementary school. Could you please tell a little bit about that?
Yeah.
We haven't... The last one we played, I can't recall which school it was. We, for years, we didn't go on a single tour without playing at least a few elementary schools. And the last couple tours, we've been overseas, and we haven't... The last tour across the country, we didn't get to do one. But the first one happened completely as a fluke. Out of the blue, a woman at a show said, "By any chance, are you free in the morning? I teach art and music, and like music and the arts to students at a private school, and they would love your music, and would you consider coming and playing a song for our class?" And we didn't have any plans the next morning, so we said, "Okay, cool. Yeah. Like, that'd be fun, I guess. Like, we could all say, like, a few words about our instruments and then play some songs." And we had, like, the best show of tour at, like, 11:30 a.m. at some, like, tiny little private school in Boise, Idaho. It was so much fun. And so then, from then on, like, the word kind of spread. We talked about how we liked to do that, and people would ask us, and
we'd
say yes.
We put it in one of our tour videos. We put some footage of it in a tour video, and then, yeah, we kept getting asked, and we said okay. And so we would do it one or two times a tour. Like Katie said, we haven't for at least one U.S. tour now, maybe two.
But we did play at a class in Europe. We went. My parents had been in Slovenia, where we were playing one show in Ljubljana on this last tour. And my parents had been there, and they'd been there as musicians, and they'd made friends with a music teacher at a university. So he invited us to play at his class. So we did play
at
the school.
Little kids, but it was like
college girls, and so all the guys in the band were so stoked.
Yeah,
like, oh, why don't you come out to the show after this? You know, it wasn't like we were playing for a bunch of kids. It was like. Like eight women and a guy.
Very pretty women.
Yeah.
And one time when we played at a school in San Francisco, it was up near Fat Records, it was a school that taught English and Spanish. So it was a Spanish immersion school. And the classrooms were taught just in English and in Spanish. And Johnny, guitar player, is Colombian and speaks fluent Spanish. So when we went into the kindergarten classrooms, it was cool. We all talked about our instruments, and then Johnny translated into Spanish. So the kids got both, and we played for the entire school all at once from ages kindergarten through fifth grade. And there was
eighth grade. He's K through eight.
Oh, yeah, K through eight. Yeah, like, it was huge auditorium.
Young
and there was
teenagers were
there was a few classrooms each of each grade, so there was so many kids, and it's funny to see the kids want to get up and dance so badly, and the teachers want them to stay seated so they don't like hurt themselves, you know,
or each
like,
other
moshing. They don't want them.
They let them dance finally for the last song.
For the last song,
too.
They were allowed to get up and dance. They went wild.
Oh yeah, it was so fun.
Yeah, it was really good.
The first person who I found out about you signing to Fat Track was Nubs from Toronto. In her Twitter message, she said that she is so happy for you, that you are probably the most hardworking band, and you totally deserve to be signed to this great label. Could you please tell the story? How do you know her?
Okay. I met Tally in 2004 in Las Vegas at Punk Rock Bowling. And we met at the bar, and we started talking, and we've been fast friends ever since. And she even has come out to visit Johnny and I in California a few times, and we actually just stayed with her on the first two nights of this tour. She lives in Hamilton, mm-hmm. near Toronto, just outside Toronto, and we got to stay with her and her boyfriend Pat at their house. In Hamilton, and it was so fun. She has a hot tub, and oh god, it was great. In fact, one thing that happened while we were at her house, after the show, we all went back to her house, and we went into the hot tub, and it was so nice. We were all relaxing, and then our banjo player was sitting on the edge of the hot tub.
So wet and slippery.
It was slippery, and he fell out.
Oh my god, straight, like, it would be as if Annie sat up here and then toppled over the back of the edge, and like, all you could see was
his legs.
Those break. But all you could see was his legs
dangling up in the air.
Well, dangling, like, vertically, like, yeah. Sticking straight up. People saw it from, like, Ryan was upstairs, like, the second floor of the house, and he, like, happened to hear,
he
like,
the
fall.
Window, just saw
he looked
out
and just see his feet poking up.
So that was really funniest. Fun.
So
yeah, we've been really good friends with her for years.
So yeah, because she always supports you and like on her Twitter messages, and
she's the best. She does a lot of inspirational speaking now. She mm-hmm. She's starting her own company, and she goes out on little engagements at schools and companies to talk about all the challenges she's overcome, and you know, how to make the most of life and everything, and she's an amazing person.
Yeah.
She's amazing. She can do anything.
A lot of respect.
Yeah.
And I saw the pictures of Kent from NoFX team wearing old man Markley pajama full on suit. But before, I also remember that before you went on the first Guts and Teeth tour, Annie, you were looking for pajama jeans, and I was wondering, was the mission accomplished? Have you found the pajama jeans?
Yes, I certainly did. We call them pajeans. And I found a pair of black pajama jeans, and they've since run their course. I had to throw them away. They get old very fast. Like, I wore them out. They were so comfortable. Kent had told me if I find them, he would buy them. But I didn't find them in time for him to buy them. I found them later. But I since took them on. I took them on a tour of NoFX, so he's seen my pajama jeans.
All right, this is it. Thank you so much for this great interview, and we're excited to see you tonight.
Thank you. Well, that was a really fun interview. You had
good
questions.
Wonderful questions. That was awesome.
Thank you.
We always get asked by interviewers, like, how did the band name start? And it's stuff that, like, you could just easily look up online. But you had, like, really fun stuff. And it'd be fun to, like we always say, like, what if an interview asks us what's, like, our favorite recipe or something?
We sometimes... What?
Let's fix it. What's your favorite recipe?
Oh,
what a good question.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so unprepared for this. I never think about it.
Well, I know that you're very good at cookies. This is legendary.
We do
Fat Store is going crazy about you.
Yeah, they really would like us to make more cookies. They need to invite us up more often. My favorite thing to make when I'm home is I make cashew gravy and like roasted vegetables. And then I pour the cashew over the vegetables.
Hello, hello, hello. That was the weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. And today was the whole episode was built around my interview with the two beautiful girls, Amy and Katie, of the band called Old Man Markley. I hope that was a fun show for you, because I really enjoyed talking to the girls and watching the band. And yeah, if you like what you heard, check them out, Old Man Markley on Fat Records. They have two albums and a few 7 inches. Great band, fun band to play. Next time they're here, make sure that you go there, because the whole Biltmore was dancing, because you cannot just stop and not to dance. Alright, thank you so much for listening. That was a weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. You can find the podcast on CITR.ca, on my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com, and also on iTunes. Subscribe to the iTunes and receive all the fresh new episodes of this radio show. Thank you so much for listening. Coming up next, the legendary, relentlessly awesome, the beautiful, amazing, successful Jason. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. Talk to you next week. And I'd like to finish with a song by Old Man Markley called Struggling, of their debut album called Guts and Tears. Thanks for listening. That was Rocket from Russia. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Tomorrow, wake me up before you leave. Struggling.